this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Georgina White, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on.
You're very welcome. You're looking very well because I understand you've come back off a rather fantastic holiday. So you're tanned and relaxed and raring to go.
I really am. I'm very lucky and I managed to escape to Thailand, the islands, for a few weeks in between jobs.
I'm very jealous. Right, well, we'll find out a bit more about those in a minute. But how did you all get started? Because you're, as well as an accomplished singer musician, which probably doesn't do you justice, that description, but you're also an actress as well. So, you know, how did you get started? Were you at school and in the school plays and the band? How did you get started in your career?
I did start at a very young age. My mum was actually an opera singer. So I used to go watch her dress rehearsals, and I was kind of obsessed with theatre and, you know, and the incredible sound that the opera singers made, although I never wanted to sing in that style. And absolutely, I just started from a young age. It was my favourite thing to do. I was in all the drama clubs. Went to Stagecoach. I was singing the whole time, probably annoying everybody, writing music from a very young age.
So which do you prefer? Do you prefer to be a singer or an actress or musical theatre, which I guess is in between, isn't it?
Yeah, musical theatre is in between. But I'm not really a dancer. I can move, but that's not my forte. So I have done musical theatre, but I tend to work more in actor-musician productions where you're required to act, sing, and play multiple instruments. But if I had to choose between music and acting, it's such a hard question, but I'd say my heart is in music.
Right. I would have guessed that, actually. But I think, you know, the way you're doing things in your career then, it makes it a bit easier to transition between the two, doesn't it?
It does. And this is something that I've learnt more recently. I thought initially that I was going to have to choose one path or that I should be on one particular path because I did train at RADA. But I found myself being offered lots of jobs where my musical skills were being used, in particular my voice. Mm. And yeah, in the end, it led to becoming a recording artist. And, you know, here I am. I Will Survive is number one in the chart of gold this week.
Which brings me neatly on to say, let's have a listen to it. I couldn't have introduced that better myself. And I'm the DJ. I love this though. I love the video as well. It was a bit windy, wasn't it?
It was. I'm very windswept.
You say you're not a dancer particularly, neither am I, by the way, but you could dance very easily to that, couldn't you? It's very funky. It's great.
It is a bit funky. Thank you. Yeah, John Carr, who produced it, has done a great arrangement, I think. I think it does definitely just make you want to kind of bop your head along to it in the car, hopefully.
Well, yeah. I was, as you can probably tell, sitting here in my studio. Yeah, fantastic. And as I mentioned, the video was very, very windy. I think It made me smile because making films, I know what the technical problems are when you're making a film and it's too windy, and I know how to get around them. But you got around them okay.
Well, I thought I'd use it. I'd use the, the wind element, you know, for probably comic effect. But I was actually in a show in North Wales at the time at Theatre Clwyd, and I was staying in this cottage in the mountains, and I just thought, why not? I'm just going to shoot the video here.
That's it. Okay. you mentioned that you play multiple instruments. What instruments can you play?
So I play a bit of piano, I play the saxophones, and I also play the bassoon.
Oh, okay. So no string type instruments like guitars?
No, I'm not a guitarist. I have tried a few times, but it's not sticking yet.
You don't need to. I would say a piano and a bassoon is more than enough. Definitely.
It's got me enough work so far.
Yeah. Okay. How would you describe your music? You know, we just heard that one, I Will Survive, that big Gloria Gaynor hit, wasn't it? How would you describe your music? Because I can't put my finger on it, because you're very adaptable and flexible, and, you know, talented in all sorts of different genre. So how would you describe to somebody, say, well, okay, what sort of music do you sing or play?
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. I think I'd describe myself as eclectic, and then vocally soulful and passionate. So I'd like to pride myself on the fact that I don't think listeners will necessarily know what I'm going to do next. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to do next.
That's the best way. It's the best way. Yeah. It's a surprise.
And I surprise myself. And I'm also a vocal coach, and I teach my students to sing in different styles. So I have been finding my own style, but it's definitely rooted in soul and jazz, I think.
Wonderful. Okay, my two favourites.
Great.
And I can't sing, so maybe, you know, you've got another customer coming along.
Anytime.
And I can't dance either, because I spent my entire life behind the decks doing discos and behind mixing desks and stuff like that, so I can never dance. So there you go. Anyway,
you can't be good at everything.
Well,
can
no,
you?
No, that's very true. I'm happy with my lot. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well.
Thank you. Now, I hear a rumour that you're on a tour very soon, an acting one. Is that right? Operation Julie? Is that right?
Yes.
Tell
Operation
me about
Julie.
It.
Mm. So this is a revival of a rock musical that I did 2 summers ago. And it's produced by a company called Theatre Nanog in Wales, co-pro with Aberystwyth Arts Centre. It's an amazing real-life story based on the biggest drugs bust in the world in the 1970s, which happened to be in rural Wales. And you have these incredible characters in the show. I play Dr. Christine Bott, who is the girlfriend of Richard Kemp, the scientist who creates the LSD that is going to change the world and open the mind of, you know, of all the people, or so they hope. You've got all the drug dealers and hippies floating about as well, causing mayhem. And then you've got the detective from the police department on Operation Julie, and you've got these intertwining stories, and it's absolutely fascinating, and it's got an incredible soundtrack. We sing prog rock, so this includes Hawkwind, King Crimson, Jimi Hendrix.
Hawkwind, Silver Machine.
Yeah, Silver Machine is in it. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant track.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away.
No.
That is in the show. Yeah.
No. We'll have to do another interview afterwards, so you're not giving anything away. Yeah. This is what you missed. And I understand you're signed to a Nashville label.
I am. I'm.
That's amazing because, you know, no, it's not amazing. Don't get that the wrong way. You don't think, well, there's no way you should be signed to a Nashville label. I didn't mean it like that. I mean that you're in England and Nashville's in another country.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story. I was in the West End in a show when I was 16 years old. I was playing Laurie in Oklahoma with the National Youth Music Theatre and Freddie Cannon, music producer, amazing music entrepreneur. He spotted me basically, and I was with my dad, and he said, "I know we're going to work together." And he said, "You've just got something, and I know we're going to work together in the future." And we kept in touch, and I ended up going to drama school, and I didn't think that my path was going that way. And then during the pandemic, I started writing. I wrote a one-woman musical play, and then I wrote some songs, and I decided to release Misfits. I don't know what came over me, just decided to one day. And I wrote to Fred. Amazing. And he said, "It's time."
Right.
And the rest is history, as they say.
That's amazing. But, of course, Nashville is famous for country music and so on. So have you started to sing country music after that signing?
I've tried a couple at the beginning. I love country music. Not sure if it's 100% my style, but I'm willing to give it a go. They think that my voice lends itself to that style as well. So
yeah, I think you could.
Who knows? The world is our oyster.
Well, yeah, I think they're right. Yeah, I think you could do a bit of country with those beautiful slide guitars and that distinctive sound and everything. So lovely.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, I quite often ask male and female interviewees on Music Stories this question. I ask them if they have ever and are they still rehearsing in front of the mirror holding a hairbrush.
I love this question.
Come on, be honest.
Yes. Yes, and I have done that recently. Yes.
I know you've also done it recently on a video, not your baby.
Yeah.
I've watched it. I'm going to play it as well. Just imagine Georgina White singing on this video into a well-used hairbrush.
Caught red-handed.
So another little funky number there with a hairbrush. Yeah, that's sounding good, that hairbrush, actually. You know, what sort of microphone is that? very good. I love it. The lyrics to that song and also I Will Survive, are those songs a reflection in a personal experience?
Yes. Yes, my songs are all very personal to me. I find it easier to perform material that I can really connect with. Yes, I went through a really, really difficult breakup a couple of years ago. And I wrote, basically. I wrote. And I originally wrote Not Your Baby with the piano part, and it was more of a Lily Allen, Kate Nash style song.
Yeah.
I sent it over to John, And he changed it around a bit, so it's a co-write. And he just, yeah, he came up with this amazing Euro pop, funky club number. And yeah, we just went with it. And people have seemed to love it.
They do. I love it too. It's awesome. Very good, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What's happening with you in the future? You're a very, very busy young lady. Despite the fact you had a rather long holiday, if you don't mind me saying.
It was a working holiday, Tony.
But you're very busy. You've got all sorts of projects and probably plenty of more songs in your head to write down and so on. But what have you got that you can tell me about that's going to happen in the near future, in the next year or so?
In the next year or so, I have two more singles readily recorded. I have a music video that was just shot in Thailand to be released as well, which is incredibly exciting.
It's graceful. Terrible.
My very, very clever boyfriend has filmed and edited that for me. I'm doing this tour of Operation Julie, which is extremely exciting. And then the plan is some music festivals and gigs.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, some musical tours. That would be really cool.
That's the plan. The plan is to tour as a solo artist. Mm-hmm. I did my first solo gig in October last year. It was an evening with Georgina White. It was at Toulouse-Lautrec Jazz Club in London. And it was amazing. It was a sellout. And that's what I hope to do more of towards the end of the year. So I will keep you posted.
Yeah, please do. Please do. I want to keep up with you and make sure that we can have another interview in the future about how your career is progressing.
I would love that. Thank you.
What advice would you give to somebody listening to this episode of Music Stories who is starting out in the music business or would like to start out in the music business? I always ask this question as well because people have got so much experience, all the interviewees, amazing. What advice would you give to somebody listening who's just starting out, doesn't know whether they're going to make it or not, don't know whether they're good enough, I doesn't know how to go about it particularly? What general advice would you give them?
I would say don't rush anything. Take your time, because everything doesn't have to happen immediately. And the things that are meant to happen will always happen in the right time. Mm-hmm. And take that time to really find out who you are as a person, who you are as an artist, what work you want to make, what music you want to make. You're not just putting it out there to please people. What do you want to do? What do you want to say? And keep believing in yourself. Be friends with yourself as well. That's a big one.
Brilliant advice. And I don't think we've had anything exactly like that before. So that's more than welcome. Thank you very much. Georgina White, thank you for talking to me on Music Stories. Good luck with everything that's coming up. I'm excited for you, actually, just listening to what you've got coming up. I'm getting excited and I'm thousands of miles away.
Thank you, Tony.
No, you're very welcome. We'll put with the text that goes with this your website, which is georginawhite.com. So that's easy to remember. We'll put that in the text as well. When this gets published very soon. And thanks again for talking to me. Good luck with the music and the acting as well.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.